Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Somebody just called in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's our number, 833-563-2539. Said, hey, you guys could also try doing a welfare check, I guess, but we don't know where she lives. Do you know where she lives, Alex? Did you go there the other day or no?
Oh my gosh, I have picked her up one time. Literally. Okay, so we just don't hang out that often outside the show. We all have our own lives and our own friends and stuff. So we do sometimes, but usually we're like meeting each other already out. We don't like go to each other's houses. Like, I know where you live, Joe.
Creepy.
But I've only been around Liv's apartment once, and I picked her up like on the corner. So I would have no idea myself knowing like which apartment is hers, because, or which building even, because there's like multiple buildings, multiple doors, you know what I mean? She just like appeared on the corner like a street walker.
Whoa, okay. So that's the update, though. We still have not heard from Liv all morning. Usually she's been late before, but not like this.
Maybe she had like some kind of, okay, here's my theory. Liv had an allergic reaction, took Benadryl, and is totally knocked out. Like last night she did.
That is a very possible thing. She's allergic to pretty much everything under the sun, it seems like, or at least it gives her a little bit of an issue. I wanted to get your thoughts on this and see if you think the passenger is being rude, which a lot of people are saying that she is. She was on this United Airlines flight. Or do you think, no, I mean, you, if you try being stuck in her position, literally be stuck in that position, you'd be pretty upset too. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to comment. 833-563-2539. A passenger was on a United Airlines flight and she was called out on social media after complaining about her middle seat assignment. God, even as a fat person, I hate being in the middle. In the video of this incident, the female passenger is sitting between two people and complaining loudly on her phone. Like, and this is what's annoying. They haven't left yet. They're just like, you know, boarding. She's like, yeah, I could barely move. It's so, it's like, so everybody can hear what she's saying. And I hate when people do that. And she says that her people next to her are so big, quote, so big. And eventually the woman hangs up the phone and says to someone, can you find me a window? Actually, here, I'll play some of the audio here. Listen to this. And I want to get your thoughts on this at 833-JOE. Alex.
Yeah, me too. I'm stuck, but at least they'll keep me warm.
First of all, at least they'll keep me warm. Whoa, that's pretty like rude. Like, I would be pissed if somebody said, it's like, oh, at least this fat guy Joe will keep me warm.
I think you would think it was funny.
I don't know. I think I'd be mad too.
Please, okay.
Uh oh.
Excuse me. Can you find her another seat? Because I will not be verbally abused by this or anybody else.
Ooh.
Okay. Yes.
I will not be verbally abused by anybody.
Okay.
I'm not tolerating it.
I can't sit here because it's both so big. I'm left and right. I can't even stand.
Here,
sit here.
Oh. Do you want to come up and stand, and then we'll find?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
I mean, I get like what she's saying, but don't you sometimes have to sit there and just be like, oh, this sucks? But she is just being so verbal about it.
I mean, yeah, I'd probably ask to move seats.
But I mean, couldn't you just like go talk to the flight attendant? Because I'm not saying she's wrong. And don't get me wrong, the flight seats are small anyways for most average-sized people. And seeing this video, yes, they are bigger people like me. And I always feel guilty. That's why when I fly, I ask Lindsay to take the middle seat so I don't splurt, you know, like roll all into somebody else with my extra love. I just kind of, I'm all over Lindsay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here's some
maybe
more.
Maybe you could have.
Go ahead.
Well, maybe she could have just found like an extremely cold person. Like, I'm always freezing on a plane.
Yeah.
And then like offered up her warmth. You know, the other girl said she gives warmth.
Yeah, well, that's what she said. This is where it gets kind of intense.
You should be ashamed of yourself, man.
So people are saying you should be ashamed of yourself. What's wrong with you, like, to say
for
that?
Sure.
It's so terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I'm not politically correct.
You're not politically correct.
Make America great again. That's an example.
Why don't you sit here, Tina?
Here we go.
Hey. Kiss my fat ass, okay? Who do I report her to?
Okay.
Can you have the birth come back? I would like to report, and I would like to file a report against her.
Everybody's like, calm down, please. We want this damn flight to take off, please.
Are they about to fight? Like, I don't understand. The lady, the heavier set lady, got up and then like went towards the other woman.
Well, no, because they're right next to each other. They were telling the one lady in the middle that was smaller and complaining, hey, why don't you get up and go to the back and we'll try to find a seat for you. We'll move it that way. But I don't blame them. When, listen, if you're fat, I'm fat, so I can speak on behalf of fat people. I'm the honorary representative for this conversation. You know you're fat. You're already you're like, oh, crap, I got to ask for a seatbelt extender. This is embarrassing. And you know you're in that person's like little armrest and all that. You don't like that. You already feel bad. And you got this lady on the phone. Yeah, at least they're going to keep me warm. It's like, bitch.
Yeah, that is awful.
So now she's threatening, you better give me my miles back. So, I mean, that's what went down. You've heard it.
Do you think it was fake?
No, it was 100% real. It was just an old white lady just like pissed at the world.
I always, in the back of my mind, I'm like wondering, was this staged for social media fame, money? Because, you know, people start a GoFundMe. Like, it's just always crazy. And so I always, it's terrible. But in the back of my mind, I'm always wondering, could it be?
833-JOE-ALEX. Glenn, hey, what do you think?
Hey, look, this is all I have to say. I watched the whole video, and it's two things, okay? One, she's making those comments. She's right. If you're fat, you're fat or whatever. But is she willing to suffer the consequences by maybe sitting next to somebody who's not stable-minded? I know somebody, and I'm going to just go ahead and say some quote-unquote goons that would have busted her nose. Then what she would have did, because look, this is the deal. She said, when a lady sitting next to her said, this B,
yep.
You know, this B, I don't know if y'all noticed her facial expression, and she looked at the flight attendant and said, oh, I'm the B. Okay, so if you're calling her fat, then she's calling you a B. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, she was totally wrong. And like I said, if she'd have got busted in the nose, then how she would have reacted. That's all I have to say. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Glenn. We appreciate it, man. Let's talk to Willie. Hey, Willie, you're on the Joe and Alex show, bud. What do you think?
Yes, I just listened to that video y'all played.
Yep.
And that is absolutely ridiculous. I wish somebody would sit next to me on a hot airplane and tell me that I'm fat and that I keep her warm. If you want to be kept warm, you should have brought a damn blanket.
Willie, are you a bigger guy?
Yeah, I'm about 350 pounds.
Dude, me too, man. We're big brothers right here, and I mean, we know what it's all about. And I just listen. I mean, you've been on a flight before, don't you? Kind of feel like you're kind of you can tell if you're next to somebody. You're like, oh crap, this is a tight squeeze.
Oh yeah, it's like them tight little theater seats, like in downtown Houston.
Thank you, Willie.
Question, but
oh, go ahead.
What about this response? What if the bigger lady said, she said, you know, she'll keep me warm, whatever. She just got up and then just sat on the other girl and said, I'm keeping you warm, B.
that would have been me. Yeah. I said that lady handled it really well.
Yeah, I think she did too.
Willie and I would have been blankets. Hey, thank you, Willie. You have a good one, buddy. We appreciate your call. Let us know what you think about this. Send us a tweet. It's @JoeAndAlexShow.